Welcome to Shomach Shabbat and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Hassan B'Yakov Sholom and Leah Basei Tzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Beis, and we have over here in the Gemara a sentence which is really a key preview to the entire Masechta. Because the Gemara says that there's three Mavteichos. There are the in B'yodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaloi Nimsiru B'yad Shtech, was not given to a messenger. Ve'iluhem, what are they? Mavteach Shel Gshamim, Mavteach Shel Chayo, the key of rain, the key of chayav, giving birth, and the key of tchias emesim. Tosfos really asks over here that we do find that the power of rain and of tchias emesim was given to the Nevi'im, to Elio, and to Elisha. And why is the Gemara saying that it was never given to a shliach? And the Mashal says that's what Rashi refers to over here, that he says that not all three keys were given together to a shliach. But the mashmos of the Gemara, as the Mashal points out, is not like that. And here's a place to say, as we go into the Masechta, that as the Achorim point out, Rashi and Maseches Tainis, many hold it's not Rashi, it's a Talmud of Rashi, so therefore it doesn't have the same reliance that we have in Rashi. In any case, we still have the question of Taisis: why do we say that it was never given to a shliach? So Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen addresses this in the Pre-Tzadik, and he gives us a yesod of what is rain in general. And the Rabbi Tzadik says it based on the Gemara in Moed Katan that says, Bonei chaye umezoinei la beschuzata emilso ela bemazlo. Children, life, and parnasa doesn't depend on a schuz, on what you're doing, but it's the mazel. So says Rabbi Tzadik, Bonei chaye umezoinei is equivalent to these three keys we're talking about over here. Bone is chaya, woman giving birth. Chaye is tchias emesim. Umizoine, that's rain. Rain refers to the parnasa that comes to the world, as the Gemara is going to tell us in the Amud Beis. Meaning, what does it mean, these three things? Loi beit schus tali milso, elo bimazlo. Schus is what a person accomplishes in life. He does Torah, he does mitzvahs. It's something we understand. It's something that makes is logical. If a person does good, he gets good. But these three things belong to a much higher place in the world. They belong to what the Tzaddik calls a char chamishim, something beyond the understanding and the comprehension of human beings. It doesn't depend on what you do. It doesn't depend on your maisim. It's something that comes from a higher place. And that's why these three things, lo nimsa l'shliach, is not given to a shliach, because a shliach is someone who, any malach, any shliach that's poil in this world, can poil only in the realm, in the structure, in the rules of the world. The rules of the world are logical. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you don't get good. It all depends on your maisim. But here we're talking something which is not beschuso. It's been mazlo. Mazlo means something beyond the maisim, beyond the structure of the world. So it cannot be given to a shliach. And with this, Rabbi answers, when you have a tzaddik that does a gzeiro, he's able to influence, so to speak, the part which is beyond the world. A tzaddik, through his actions, through his diburim, through his connection, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to pull out something which comes from the mazal ha'elyon, from the highest spheres of the world, which is beyond this world. This is what Elio and Elisha are able to do. They were able to connect and draw from that higher place. Not that they have the mafteach, that they are the ones in charge. It only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But only a real tzaddik can have a slight connection to something which is way beyond this world. And that's why Elyon and Elisha were able to be poyel with tchias emesim, with kshamim, they're able to connect to that place. And this over here, this Gemara, is giving us the understanding, which is a kedama for this Masechta, of what rain is all about. Rain is coming for something which is beyond the world, something which is so high. That's what's called Gevurah's Gshamim, this power of Geshem, which comes from beyond. Rabbi Tzadik continues and says that that's the idea of the Maskirin Gevurah's Gshamim in Shmini Atzeres. Because the 7 days of Sukkot is in the realm of the world. We know the 7 days of Sukkot are connected to the seven Ushpizim. Each one was poil in this world. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. But then we get to the 8th day, which is beyond our comprehension, beyond the Maisim. Shmuel, who wants our connection to his children, regardless of what they're doing, that's where rain belongs. And Rav Tzadik says that that's the connection to the Gemara in Lekamon, Dav Zayin, that says that Geshem is greater than Matan Torah. How could that be? Because Matan Torah is what you do, is what you accomplish. Rain comes from a higher place. And this connects beautifully with Hader Seliyo, with the Vilna Goyen, and Pashva Zoyis of Brocha, that says that that's the reason we maskir Kvurus Kshomim and Tchias Amesim. Why is rain in the Brocha of Tchias Amesim? Because the same way Tchias Amesim is clear to everybody that that's something which is beyond nature, something which is a nes goli from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so rain is the same thing. Rain is a miracle. And as he points out, as I heard from my Rebbe Yom Shapir Zitzal, till today, there's no way to know the prediction of weather more than a few days in advance. Nobody knows when it's going to rain. Nobody knows what brings the rain. Because rain is something which is coming way beyond the koiches and the pe'ulis of this world. And this is the key to this Masechta. The Masechta that deals with Geshem, with rain, to understand that rain is something which is way beyond this world. Every time rain comes down to the world, we have our connection to something so holy, so high, so elevated. That's what rain, Shomim, is all about. And Be'ez Hashem, we will touch upon this topic in the future Shurim of this Masechta. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shomach email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.